B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we'll go through them. We find the best of the best. They make it on the show. Bobo ones don't make it on the show. And we'll see if the OK guy made it on the show today. He hit a pretty good point that he's done. He was done with Brett Brown. I'm done. OK.
Let's
see what we got there.
OK.
And then you got Bernie's OK.
Anthony, are you serious? You're really suggesting that Brett Brown's lack of coaching ability was because he didn't want to show the Celtics all of his cards? Who do you think we are? 72 Lakers or the Jordan-led Chicago Bulls? We're not that good. Brett Brown sucks. He's got to go.
Oof. It is a strategy that you would employ. I've seen coaches do it. So I'm not telling you that's what he did. But the Sixers have great talent on that team. Who are you talking about? We're not that good. They have the second best five in the NBA. So my only point is maybe he's sandbagging in case there's a series. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a reason. I don't know why you play Furkan Korkmaz in the first quarter. Why you would play at all? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to beat the Knicks. We're going to beat the Atlanta Hawks. We're going to beat, the inferior teams and some second-level teams. But we're not going to be playing those teams in the playoffs. We're going to be playing the Celtics, the Raptors, the Bucks, the Pacers. These are very good teams. These are teams that give us problems. I'm just trying to let you know that Brett Brown has to get better defensively.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
No doubt.
100%. I agree. Look, the referendum is on. I hear you.
It is the Brett Brown referendum.
From here until the end of the season, the end of the playoffs, is the referendum on Brett.
We're going to learn all we need to know.
I've said it all year, right? This is it. This is the year. He's got the team. He's got immense talent. He's got to figure it out. And I agree. Defensively, they're a mess. You can't have Boston just move the ball like that and exploit at will anytime you have JJ, God forbid, JJ and TJ on the floor at the same time. Boston exploits it every time.
Yeah, Brad Stevens is the mad scientist.
Hey, Brett Brown, thanks for hearing our grievances about Korkmaz. You didn't play him not one stinking second. And to end the game, I love those Eagles champs.
Yeah, that's cool. That was cool. But that was planned to have no Korkmaz. It was Ennis Day. Ennis the Menace.
Instead, last night was Ennis Day. Against the Knicks.
I don't know why you play Korkmaz against Boston. Like, if you want to play Korkmaz, you play him against the Knicks. You know what? You should know. You shouldn't need to find out what Korkmaz is going to do against the Celtics.
The kid is a baller.
When I saw his ass checking into the game,
it's just 6 minutes in the first quarter.
What? What's happening here?
Dude, you should have seen me screaming.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, why is Korkmaz coming into the game in the first substitution? The time it's happening. It's going to happen in 6 minutes because it always does. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Nuts.
Oh, he's not going to be back.
I know.
Like, axed his option.
Yeah, you renounced it. Yeah.
So what's the point of playing him?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand anything. I don't get his rotation. Yo, tomorrow, I want to ask, because we're going to do Sixers at the break tomorrow. And I had a conversation with a dear friend of mine whom I respect. And it's going to be EQ versus X and O.
Okay, I like that.
It's four letters. It's the two-letter fight. EQ versus X and O.
Okay, I'm in with that.
Anthony, take Jason's man card away. During Sixers Celtics, he's tweeting out about Flyers Minnesota. You've got to be effing kidding me. What a joke.
Kiss my ass.
Oh, dude, do you follow me on Twitter, okay, guy?
Dude, where's the okay?
Yeah, he didn't get the okay in there.
I apologize.
You didn't get the cut. You cut off the okay.
It was a little muffled. It wasn't
this
a good
always
okay.
Sucks.
He didn't bring it.
Man.
All right, he didn't bring it.
Okay, but I need to know who okay. The okay guy is. He's got to identify himself on Twitter because clearly he follows me. And okay guy, clearly you would have known that I tweeted out about both teams during the twin bill that night between the Minnesota Wild and the Sixers and the Celtics. And if you don't get it by now, you friggin' moron, that I'm going to tweet about hockey. All right? I don't care if the man just landed on the moon. If there's a game going on, I cover the team. I do the games, you meathead. Okay.
I'm here to bring some summer heat with some baseball. Listen up. I hear a lot about Bryce Harper, but Manny Machado playing third base next to who? One of his friends, Gene Segura, shortstop. Reese Hoskins going back to first base. Cesar Hernandez can stick it and pick it at second base. And G.T. Ramuto as pitcher. Come on now. Stud infield. I'll see you guys later. Love the show.
Nice, brother.
Oh.
I wish you would have said J.T., not G.T., but we get you.
Yeah, I think he tried to mess that up like a little bit.
That's all right. Ramuto. Sometimes it just comes out
wrong. Right, how do you say his name? Because I hear people saying Realmuto. Realmuto.
I don't know the proper.
Yeah, we need to get him to say it and tape it so we can play it.
Yeah,
I hear I've heard 30 different
know.
Versions
heard,
of
so,
it.
So have I.
Yeah, Pat goes in my ear. He goes, "You say JT." That's it. We can get that right.
Yeah, I mean Real Muto.
I like it though, Real Muto.
No, it's you know he's a stud.
Tom in for a bit. Name, by the way.
So Machado, you know, like again, I'm cool with Machado. I prefer Bryce though. Part of it, too, is I don't know why. I still hold out hope for Franco.
Do you? Hmm. Well, it's going to be interesting how this plays out, the whole infield situation this year. And where does Kingery fit in?
Well, he's got to be your super utility guy that plays everywhere.
Yeah. In hindsight, you wouldn't have had him make the team out of spring training last year, would you?
Nah, he was overmatched. Over all year, he was overmatched.
Yeah.
Overmatched. What do you think about Franco and Pat?
One thing that keeps sticking with me with Franco was Jason Stark was on with Missinelli during the past season. He said one scout told him he could be an Edwin Encarnacion type who really hit later on in his career.
Yes.
And you remember this kid's only like 25 years old. He's still super young. So I like him. I don't want them to sell short on him. But if you can get Manny Machado, that's obviously an upgrade.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I feel the same way. I feel like he can blossom late. Franco.
Well, hey, listen, he's had Machado, he looks really good.
You get Machado, get Machado.
Yeah,
you
know, that's different.
I get it. But I'd rather have Harper go into it with Franco. He's got quick hands, man. He's got quick hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with some insurance, you know, and some help in that lineup, he could really do some damage.
I mean, if you're he's hitting seventh, sixth.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
All right, that was Bring the Heat. It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.